Hi, this is Marlena Lieberg, welcoming you to Blind Spot. Blind Spot is a series of programs heard this time each week on ACB Radio, where we talk no-tech, low-tech kinds of things. If you've got an idea for something you'd like to hear on Blind Spot, why not drop me an email? My email address is Marlena, that's M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, at acbradio.org. Hi, and welcome to Blind Spot. This is Marlena Lieberg. Our guest this week is someone whom I am so happy to call my friend. He's someone that, I just feel like I've known this person all my life. I can't even quite remember where or when or the exact how that we ran into each other, but it certainly started over Things Audio, and I think Things Satellite and Audio. Dean Spratt, welcome to Blind Spot.
Thank you, Marlena, and actually, I do remember how we first ran into each other.
Uh-oh.
It was on VoxChat on the net.
Was that where it was?
Mm-hmm.
Aha! Gosh, I don't even know if the VoxChat servers are still up.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But that is where we first ran into each other, and then you started calling my satellite show, but I get us ahead of ourselves.
Well, no, not on Blind Spot. On Blind Spot, you can chase your tail, and it's perfectly fine.
Cool. I like that.
Someone said to me, I get such wonderful email from my listeners, and somebody said, oh, how do you prepare? And I sent them back a two-word answer. I don't.
I was going to say, that's the same way I do my show.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about your show.
Okay.
Let's just jump right into it, and then we'll kind of digress from there.
I was going to say, we're starting at the end and working our way back towards the beginning. Is that...
That's right.
It works for me.
It works for me. So when is your show on, and what is it, and how can people find it, and what's the deal?
Well, I do a show on satellite and the Internet on Thursday evenings. That's Thursday evenings in the U.S. And it begins at 9 o'clock Eastern, and it's a show called Thursday Potpourri. And it is, in fact, just that. It's kind of a potpourri of music and tech stuff, and we take phone calls. And I guess basically I came up with the title Thursday Potpourri because it seemed like a good cop-out for a show where I really never know what I'm going to do until I do it. And so the name seemed appropriate, and... the show is on satellite, on the SATCOM C3 satellite, which serves the U.S. and a good portion of the northern hemisphere. I also stream the show on the Internet, and there's several other good people who turn it around as well on the Internet. You can hear it on the Dishnut network in MP3. By punching in the IP in Winamp or in RealPlayer at 216.32.166.89:28582. And you can also hear it in Real Audio by going to http://radioshows.homeip.net. And there's a whole listing of various radio shows there, and you can click on the link for my show, or you can simply add to that URL a /CNP for Thursday Night Potpourri .ram, and that'll bring your real player right up and start playing. So there's a number of ways to hear the show. I originate the stream in Real Audio. If you've got a good high-speed connection, that's far and away the best audio is off of Real Audio stream.
Yeah, your audio is really wonderful.
But you listen on the satellite, right?
Both.
I do a little bit of everything on the show. I play music. We talk some satellite and computer techy stuff. We take phone calls. I play a show at 10 o'clock Eastern that's called Communications World. It's done by a guy named Tim Andrew Elliott at the Voice of America in Washington. And VOA programming is all public domain programming, which means not copyrighted. You can air it. And I do that. And then at 11 Eastern, every single week, I play an old-time radio show because old-time radio is something that I'm kind of fanatical about. I love it.
Yeah, I think a lot of us do.
Mm-hmm. I know I do. And I understand you have a much better MP3 collection of old-time radio than I do. I really, 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 really want you to put an FTP server on your computer so I can just grab lots of OTR.
Oh, well, we will discuss that because I would love for you to do that.
Oh, and I would too.
Now, let me ask you something. You keep talking about satellite, and I suspect that there might be some folks out there who don't quite have that picture put together.
Well, we actually uplink to a satellite right now using phone lines, although eventually we plan to get the audio to the satellite as well via the Internet. But we feed it by a phone line to the satellite, and then it goes out over a subcarrier on a satellite uplink. In our particular case, the uplink is actually out of Denver, Colorado. And the Wookiee radio network that I mentioned, it's Wookiee, like the little alien in Star Wars. What it really is a guy's ham radio call.
Yeah.
He lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma. His name is Mike Reynolds, and his call is W0KIE. And several years ago, when we first started the network, he didn't really know what to call it, and we just kind of went, well, gee, W0KIE, that could be Wookiee, and then he went, or Wookiee, and it kind of stuck. And we even used the Wookiee noise.
Yes, which is very cool.
You like that?
Yeah, yeah. Have you got it handy?
As a matter of fact, I do. That's our signature sound. That's the Wookiee.
That's the little Wookiee.
That's the Wookiee right out of Star Wars.
And so when you hear that, you know that you have hit pay dirt.
Well, you hit dirt anyway. Yes, that's right.
Oh, gosh, you know it's you play such a fun mix of stuff that I'm resisting the temptation to ask you to play certain things. So I'm not going to do that though.
Okay.
But I will tell people that if they ever want to hear a song about Deer Camp and beer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. Well, you just never know what you're going to hear on Dean's program.
I try to play some novelty stuff each week, maybe a little bit of comedy. I do play some straight-up top 40 from the 70s and 80s and right up through today, some rock. I also am a big country music fan, and so I play some country. I mean, I'm like dearly in love with several, actually. I mean,
yeah, you love the Dixie Chicks, don't you?
I love the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
And I love Shania Twain.
Yeah.
And I think one of life's greatest travesties is that Faith Hill and I are both married and not to each other.
Well, you know, there's always the next life.
Well, that's right.
You know, you just hang on, and, you know, you never know.
But the only thing is, you might not come back cute in the next life.
Well.
Or I might not. Or, you know.
Yeah. Well, what's saying you came back cute in this one?
And it's exactly
and
right.
And then there's that, right.
There sure is.
So, listen, a lot of people who listen to ACB Radio are pretty pretty interested in either getting into radio or already do some broadcasting. How do you keep yourself organized when you're doing your shows?
Well,
not that I think you're that organized, but
I was gonna say,
it's a good question.
First off, you're making an assumption that might not be real accurate. I guess probably, I mean, I have things kind of in folders on the computer. Almost all of the stuff I play on my show is played right off the computer. Either that or mini disc. And I have a studio. I have an office and a studio set up here at my home in Minneapolis. And with a 16-channel mixer, much as you have.
Mm-hmm.
And into that runs the computer. There are a couple, three mini disc machines running in there that I use that. I've got a three-disc CD carousel. And all that stuff is hooked in through the mixer, and so everything just sort of is wired in. And assuming that I remember to punch the right buttons or turn the right buttons up, it just sort of all works.
What is it that you do from 9 to 5?
Well, from 9 to 5 now, I work for a company here in Minneapolis called Metro Networks, We are owned by Westwood One, which is the largest distributor of radio programs probably in the world.
Is that the network Bruce Williams is on?
Yeah, Bruce Williams, and we distribute the football games for CBS, Larry King radio show, I believe, is distributed on Westwood One now. Mm-hmm. Lots and lots of radio is distributed on Westwood One. And Metro Networks is a company that's owned by them. And Metro Networks was actually acquired by Westwood One about a year and a half ago. We merged with a company called Shadow Broadcasting, which Westwood One already owned. And Metro Networks is actually, we have two operations. One is called Metro Traffic Control, which probably almost everybody in the U.S. has heard of. And we provide outsourced traffic reports for radio stations.
Explain, what does outsourced traffic
report? In other words, the people who do the reports are not employees of the radio station. They're employees of ours who do those reports.
Uh-huh.
In most cases, many of the radio stations around the country. And I did traffic. I actually did traffic on one of the big stations here in Minneapolis, WCCO, for almost 16 years. And for the last almost 3 years, I have worked with the other side of our operation, which is called MetroSource. And MetroSource is a satellite-delivered newswire service and is the only competition in the United States to the Associated Press. And everybody says, no, Associated Press, and then there's United Press International. Show you how this business works. A couple of years ago, a year and a half, 2 years ago, the Associated Press bought United Press International, and they immediately shut it down. As the contract ran out for radio stations who were taking UPI, they shut it down, and we are the other wire service. There's AP, and there is MetroSource. And we, the last time I checked, were well over 750 affiliates in the United States that carry MetroSource. And it's a pretty cool thing, because not only do we deliver our text via satellite, but we have a proprietary news browser. And if you're reading a news story, say, that has a sound bite, you know, where the story is going to say, and George Bush said, that sound bite is actually denoted in the story in braces. And you double-click inside the braces when you get to that point, and it just plays. It's
wow.
Right there off the computer. We also have something that, again, is proprietary called Cart-O-Matic. And what Cart-O-Matic is literally a virtual cart machine. You can load up to 5 carts in that machine. And then each of our workstations comes with a little button box that hooks up to the joystick port of your computer. And if you load your bytes in advance, you can actually fire them in sequence just by hitting the start button.
Wow.
And you can load up to 5 cart decks of 5 cards each, so you can actually load up to a maximum of 30 sound bites that will simply fire in order every time you hit the start button. It's way cool.
Now, do you create the sound bites? Do you produce them, edit them?
I do a lot of that, yeah. In fact, that's what I spent a good portion of today doing.
So do you think that technology, as it has evolved and hopefully will continue to evolve, do you think that that makes work in radio for people who are blind a more feasible thing?
Well, radio for the blind people working in radio has kind of gone through its ups and downs.
Yeah.
And I say that because, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, a blind person could do radio quite easily. At least you could do the DJ part of radio. I mean, you could do the records, and you could talk the big hits and the big dials, and you could play the records.
Play Johnny Angel.
And what you really couldn't do was read the live commercials. There was no way to translate those unless a blind person, you know, had somebody read those to him and or her, and you wrote them all out in Braille, and then you could do that. But as far as the technical part of radio, in the 50s and 60s and 70s, a blind person could do that. Then the 80s came along, and everybody started getting computerized, and all of a sudden it was like, wait a minute, because blind people can't run computers. And all of a sudden, radio took a technical turn that blind people could not master.
Yeah.
And then, in the, mid to late 80s, when they first started coming out with screen readers, and all of a sudden, as that stuff started to become more prevalent, the technology for visually handicapped folks caught up. And once again, blind people could do the technical part of radio. Plus, along with that, with various Braille printers or assistive Braille reading devices, the printed word became accessible to the blind person without somebody actually having to sit down and read it to them so that they could put it into Braille. And so what we had here was the technical aspect of radio, which blind people could do no problem. Then we got to the point of the technical aspect of radio blind people not being able to do. And now as technology has caught up, not only can a blind person do the technical aspect of radio, but the computer adaptive technology is allowing us to do the printed copy part of radio that we never could do. So we are now have kind of come full circle, and those of us who are blind and want to do radio are actually better off than we were 30 years ago. Although I would say this, and I would hasten to say this, for anybody who's young and looking at radio, thanks to what the Ronald Reagan administration started, consolidating, we're down to the point now where most of the radio in the country is done by a few companies.
Yeah.
And with satellite-delivered radio and automated radio, a lot of radio stations now are getting to the point of they just want board operators. They want somebody to be there to push a button and make sure the ID fires once an hour. And they don't pay those people a whole lot unless you're incredibly talented. So if you want to do radio, make sure that you want to do radio because you just flat out love it. If you want to make money, you know, be a lawyer, a plumber, you know, if you want to get rich, unless you are an incredibly talented individual and you know it, or unless you've got some stick that is so unique that nobody else is doing it, don't go into broadcasting. Not as a means to get rich.
Yeah.
And please don't misunderstand. I love broadcasting. It's the career that I chose 30 years ago, and it's way too late for this old dog to learn new tricks now. I'm stuck, you know. And for those who don't know what I mean by what the Reagan administration started, it used to be you could own 7 AM stations and 7 FM stations. It was the 7 and 7 rule, and that's all you could own nationwide. Now you got companies like Clear Channel and Infinity that own hundreds of radio stations. It's cookie cutter radio. I mean, you go to any town.
Oh, absolutely.
And you can hear mix 90 something or mix 10 something.
Yep. And they're very close on the dial too.
Yeah. And every town's got a light FM
and a Jay-Z.
And a Jay-Z or a jazz FM.
Yep.
And a mix. It's cookie cutter radio now. And as much as, you know, I suppose we shouldn't get political, that's in large part because of what the Reagan administration started. And the FCC has ruined radio. And that's why there's been this move afoot to do low-power FM. And now, thanks to Congress, about 80% of those applicants have been eliminated. Radio is not what radio was. The best radio today on the air is being done on college campuses.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It really is.
And I think also on the internet.
Oh, there's great radio being done on the internet.
Yeah, there really is. And hopefully that will continue to happen.
Oh, and I think you're going to see more and more of that. I mean, let's face it. The internet, as bandwidth becomes available, I mean, you know, we're doing, I know I have, and I know you also have DSL for the internet.
Yeah.
5-6 years ago, to think that you were going to have download speeds of over 500K in your home, and that was unheard of unless you were willing to pay hundreds of dollars a month for a T1 or some fancy circuit. You know, and now, yeah, you can do it for $50 a month, which, you know, granted is still a chunk of change, but the point is, between that and cable modems, And you gotta love cable, and you gotta love the phone company, because as bandwidth becomes more and more available, your cable company and your telephone company are gonna do their darndest to cut each other's throats.
Yeah.
They're gonna do anything they can to undercut each other, and the big winner in that is you and me.
Boy, I feel like when we look at radio, we look at internet radio, I feel a little bit like the people must have felt in the early 1900s when the mechanical revolution was happening. I mean, look at all this stuff. It's like, oh, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen next. And so, if people are interested in getting into radio or working with audio, I encourage people to just start experimenting.
Oh, yeah, internet radio is the new frontier. I mean, it's kind of like Dr. Watson, come here, I need you. Or wasn't Dr. Watson, whatever his name.
Watson, come here.
Yeah, I mean, this is the new frontier. This is the new deal. And people who didn't dream of being able to get into radio 5 years ago are now running internet radio stations.
And doing shows.
And getting listeners. And the thing is, you're not limited anymore by how far your station goes. If you're on the internet, you're worldwide. Your show is heard everywhere from, you know, the U.S. and Canada to Australia, the Caribbean. If they can connect to the internet, they can hear Wi-Fi. And it's cool.
What do you think is in the future for you and Thursday Night Potpourri?
I really don't know. You know, the satellite uplink thing is always a little tenuous, because what we're doing as far as the satellite is, we're doing satellite on the cheap. I mean, we provide, we are uplinked through the facilities of something called the Oxygen Network, which is a network for women.
It's
women's-based programming. And we are on one of their subcarriers. And what we provide them is a Barker carrier. In other words, somebody without the property scrambler who tunes in that channel, they hear music and they hear, you know, promos for the various programs that the network runs. And we provide that for them. As that's the trade-off for their letting us use another one of their subcarriers that the C-band satellite hobbyists can listen to. But the thing is, now the internet has come far enough that even if we lose the satellite uplink, probably still continue in some form or fashion on the internet.
The only problem with Thursday Night Potpourri,
it runs right across from this show, I know.
Yes.
I know.
But only for a half hour.
I have to listen to your show in the replay mode.
Yeah.
I'm a little busy when your show airs, yeah.
And this Thursday you'll be a bit schizophrenic.
I'll be in two, I'm a split personality this
That's tonight. Right.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Tonight I'm a split personality.
Well, if people want to email you, can they do that?
Oh, absolutely. They sure can. I got a real simple email, and it is Dean, D-E-A-N, at PCLink.com. PC, like personal computer, link, PCLink, all one word, .com. And so they can email me, Dean at PCLink.com. Com. It's so simple, even I can't forget it.
I tell you, even I can't forget it.
It's pretty scary, isn't it?
It's, yeah. And why don't you tell us one more time when your show's on and the simplest way for folks to find it after they've listened to Blind Spot.
After they've listened
after,
to Blind
right,
Spot.
Right.
Yes, you can tune in. As a matter of fact, after you listen to Blind Spot, you can go out and you can take a hot bath and pour yourself a cocktail, and you can come back in and listen to the old-time radio.
That's great timing. Yeah.
Isn't that perfect?
Yeah.
And the show actually runs from 9 until midnight Eastern time on the satellite. And I have kind of gotten into the habit of doing a little bit of internet-only stuff afterwards. And that's where I play things that maybe you wouldn't play on the satellite, or sometimes I play some weird stuff or weirder stuff. But they can hear the show. If you have a C-band satellite dish, you can tune it in North America on the SATCOM C3 satellite, transponder 24, and the audio is 7.5 megahertz wideband. And again, you can listen to it on Dish Network. And the best way to get them, I guess, it would be to simply go to Live 365 and look for DishNut or DishNut Radio or RFD1, which stands for Radio Free DishNut. And then the higher quality stream, which is a Shure Stream, real audio stream, and I'll give the URL for this one, and hopefully folks are running tapes or they can grab your note-taking device quick, and it's at http://radioshows.homeip.net/TNP.ram, TNP for Thursday Night Popery, .ram, and that will bring it right up in your real audio player, and it does require a G2 player, and the show is streamed in mono. The fast rate is 32.1. And then it goes down from there. But if you have a fast connection, the 32.1 actually sounds reasonably good.
Well, Dean, it has been fun.
Yeah.
I have enjoyed this. Will you come back?
Sure.
You know what we got to do? We got to have you back sometime and do a show about satellites and kind of what's on the satellite radio stations.
I really enjoyed it, Marlena. Thanks for having me. And, yeah, I'd be more than happy to come back anytime you like.
Thanks, Dean.
Hey, take care.
The dark cloud above you, dialing the number who's bound to love you. Oh, honey, you turn me on. I'm the radio, I'm the country station. I'm a little bit corny, I'm a wildflower waiting for you. Broadcasting tower waiting for you. And I'm sending out this signal here. Hope you can up loud and clear. I know you don't like weak women, you get bored so quick. And you don't like strong women, cause they're hip to your trick. It's been dirty for dirty down the line, but you come when you whistle and you're loving them kind. If you've got too many doubts, if there's no good reception for me, then tune me out. Cause honey, who needs the static? It hurts the head, and you wind up cracking, and the day goes dismal from Redfoot's party to the sign of prayer. What a sorry face you get to wear. I'm gonna tell you again now, if you're still listening there, if you're driving into town with the dark cloud above you, dialing the number who's bound to love you. If you're lying on the beach with the transistor going, keep off the sand, flies, honey, the love still flows.
You've been listening to Blind Spot on ACB Radio. Thanks to our technical people, Chris Bell, for making the music happen, and Jonathan Mosen for making the program possible. If you have any ideas for something you might like to hear on Blind Spot, drop me an email. It's Marlena, M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, @acbradio.org.